Picture the scene. There's a festival in town. Everybody from the local area have made it into town. The streets are filled. They're filled with men and women and children and animals. There's a cacophony of noise and chaos going on in town. And then suddenly there's the noise of a violent wind, the sound of the Holy Spirit descending onto the disciples in an upper room. There's fire that comes to land on the disciples, and the disciples start worshiping God in the language of many peoples. What is going on? The crowd start to gather to see what is going on. They're gathering and gathering. And we know that there's at least 3,000 that gather around that house to work out what's going on. We know that because there were 3,000 that came to know Jesus. But I bet there were many more. That is the background to this reading this morning. And this is the sermon that Peter speaks in response to the questions that the crowd have. And the culmination of the questions that the crowd have is, what does this mean? That's the background. That was Pentecost Sunday, last Sunday that we were celebrating. And this is what Peter is speaking into. But Peter doesn't really respond to that question, what does this mean? In this sermon, this response, he really answers the question, who is Jesus? Let me quickly summarize what Peter says. Jesus, he said, was accredited to us by his miracles and signs and wonders. What he's saying is that God demonstrated that Jesus was the Son of God because of all the miraculous signs and wonders that he did. But Peter says, but you didn't believe that, crowd. In fact, you so didn't believe it that you handed him over to the authorities. He went and was crucified on the cross. He died and was buried. But God had a different plan. God raised Jesus back up to life. He overcame, as Peter said, the agony of death. He came back to life. And by this point, Jesus has now ascended into heaven and is sitting at the right hand of God, the ruler and reigning over everything and all creation. And Peter turns around and says, how do I know this? Because, he says, we are all witnesses to the fact. Peter and the other disciples knew Jesus as he walked around, and they witnessed his signs and wonders. But they were also there at his death. But even more wonderfully, they met with Jesus after he rose from the dead. They ate with him. They spoke to him. They walked with him. They were witnesses to Jesus' resurrection. And so how was the crowd to respond as a result? As we heard children said, Peter said, repent and be baptized. Well, let me summarize that unashamedly using the words of those Reverend Canon J. John, the evangelist. I don't know who was there last Sunday evening at the Thy Kingdom Come event. But J. John said this, who is Jesus? Jesus is the one who forgives our past, gives us new life in the present, and gives us hope for the future. Jesus is the person who forgives our past. He gives us new life in the present and gives us hope for the future. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the good news available to every one of us. This is the good news in that piece of scripture. It's the good news played out in the baptisms this morning. Let me give you another illustration. Now, I've got something I prepared earlier. And I suppose we're a bit like, I don't know if you can see, this balloon. This balloon all covered in dirt and muck. Well, this balloon is not really a balloon at the moment, is it? It's just a piece of plastic. It's pretending to be a balloon. It needs air in it if it's going to be a balloon. And it's all covered in dirt, isn't it? Alice is shying away just in case I spill dirt onto her. And the beauty about this is us before we know Christ. This is us in our brokenness and our shame and in our fear and our pain and all the things that have been done unto us and all the wrong that we have done turning away from God. That's the dirt and the muck. But the beauty is there's forgiveness. Jesus forgives our past. And as these guys did this morning, they went into the waters of baptism and are cleaned. The stuff in. And we are cleaned. We're not yet a balloon, really. We're still a piece of plastic, but we're washed clean. God washes the dirt and the muck and our brokenness away of the past. But the second thing is that he gives us new life for the present. That is the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes and dwells within us when we're baptized. The Holy Spirit that sort of activates our own spirit and we come alive. Suddenly, that is a balloon. It's quite a small balloon, but it's a start. The balloon, and that's like us. The Holy Spirit comes into us and we come alive. We start to see the world in a different way. We start to understand who God is. We start to understand the goodness of God and the world as God wants it. And then our journey of life and our ongoing salvation through our life is to constantly become more of the balloon that I was designed to be. To be more of the Peter I was designed to be. As I go through life following Jesus, I become more and more of the balloon. Let's just hope it doesn't pop. That would be a disaster. That is the new life for the present. That's the new life. That's me now with the Holy Spirit. And the wonderful thing is there's a third thing, and that is that when we come to know Jesus, Jesus gives us a hope for the future. We know that Jesus died on the cross, but he said, everybody who believes in me will have eternal life. There's hope not only in our life on this earth, but that is just part of the journey. The Christian hope is that there is life beyond death. That's just a stage in our journey. And in Jeremiah, one of the old prophets, there's this beautiful verse that says, God knows the plans I have for you to prosper you and not harm you. The plans of hope and for a future. And that's the wonderful thing that Jesus has. And then when we get that new life and we live in that hope and we're becoming ever more who we're designed to be. Yes, we can gather here, but we're designed to go out into the world and be light in the world. And then, but we're all different, aren't we? We're all different. What is this a picture of? Go on, I heard it. The church. This is the church, all of us gathered in one place. This is not where we're meant to be. We gather to encourage one another. We gather to worship our glorious God. But we're designed to be out in the world sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Go on, kick it, kick it. That's where we're supposed to be. Jesus that we're worshiping today and that we've witnessed in baptism, that Jesus is the one who forgives our past. It's the Jesus that gives us new life now and gives us hope for the future. That is our Jesus Christ. So my question to you as the balloons go floating around, my questions to you is, do you feel like one of the disciples this morning? Do you feel like you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that you know the hope of the future, you know your sins are forgiven, that you are a loved son or daughter of Christ and the Father who is well pleased with you? Do you know that? Amen. I hope all of you do. Or are you a member of the crowd that's sitting there saying, what does this mean? What have I witnessed this morning? What is going on? If that is you, yes, giggles as they keep, well done, keep sending them back. If you're one of the crowds who really doesn't know what's going on, but you're stirred in your spirit that actually you want to say yes to Jesus today, then I'd love to say a prayer and just echo that in your heart. If you would like to take the first step towards coming to know that you are a loved, beautiful, welcomed son or daughter of our Heavenly Father, then I'd love you to echo this prayer in your heart. Lord Jesus, forgive me where I've got it wrong. I want to say sorry this morning. I'm sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I'm sorry that I haven't followed you, but I want to come home today. And so we say that sorry is repenting, and it's turning from one direction, doing life on our own, doing it in our own way. And we turn back towards God, 180 degrees, going the other way, the opposite way, and say, I'm saying yes to you, Lord, this morning. Lord, I want to follow your way. Will you come and meet me as I turn towards you? I want to say yes to you today, Jesus. Amen. And if you've said that in your heart this morning, please come talk to Dave or talk to me or tell someone that you've made that decision today. And we'd love to pray and encourage you. Now we're going to sing a song which so speaks of that in response. And let me read the words as we sang it. The song is called Who You Say I Am. Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? The highest king has welcomed these guys that were baptized this morning. I was lost, but he brought me home. I am a child of God. While I was a slave to sin, Christ died for me. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. Amen.